The activists say disposal of plastic materials in the capital Juba and other towns in South Sudan poses greater risk to land fertility. Godiswale Safi, an environmental activist who heads the food security advocacy non-profit HF Africa, says tons of plastic waste are being dumped across various parts and streets of the capital Juba. Safi says proper plastic waste management can be achieved through recycling process, which is beneficial to communities across South Sudan.
We could find a solution like HF Africa as a local NGO has that innovation of recycling the waste. The non-degradable waste like the plastic could be changed in the items that I have mentioned, the interlock bricks, the roofing tiles, we have the pavers for designing the compound. These are all which can be made out of the plastic. It is very cheap.
This year's World Environment Day is being hosted in Cote d'Ivoire under the theme Beat Plastic Pollution. The United Nations says the world is flooded by plastics, adding that more than 400 million tons of plastics are produced every year, half of which is designed to be used only once. Safi says plastic materials are dumped along the banks of the River Nile in Juba, endangering the marine environment in South Sudan. Joseph Africano Batel, the undersecretary in South Sudan's Ministry of Environment, says improper plastic waste management is a widespread problem in South Sudan, adding that his ministry is working on an environmental law for protecting the environment in South Sudan.
We have reviewed it. It's going to be submitted to the Minister of Justice, that will in turn table it, the Council of Ministers, and lastly, the Parliament will enact it as law.
Giza Moses, another environmental activist with the Civil Society Coalition on Natural Resources, says if non-degradable items like water bottles and other materials are not discarded well in South Sudan, the country's soil will be affected.
These ones are so dangerous in an extent that they don't decompose easily. They can take nearly 400 years to decompose. So within that 400 years, they remain a threat to the environment. They remain a threat to soil fertility. They can also block a drainage line, and they threaten marine life. You know, they end up in the river. Juba City, we have the River Nile.
Moses is calling on the national and state governments to ban the use of plastic bags and bottles by imposing high tariffs on importation of plastic materials into the country.
We do not have an arrangement for either collection or recycling or even total banning of these single-use plastic materials. And if we come to the container bottles, the plastic material, the plastic bottles that we are using for drinking water, there is no regulation yet that talks about how hotels, restaurants could collect these empty plastic bottles and dispose them or send them back to the recycling.
The UN estimated that 19 to 23 million tons of plastic waste end up in lakes, rivers, and seas. The UN says microplastics find their way into the food, water, and the air people eat, drink, and breathe respectively, which is hazardous and may pose a threat to human health. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.